Steve, goes without saying, a massive win for this young group on the road, on a very challenging road trip. I just want to throw a stat at you. Just a third win for this team when trailing after 40 minutes this year, and only the second time the Brandon Wheat Kings have lost in regulation when trailing after two. That's an impressive comeback for your hockey team, especially doing it in the third period.
Yeah, and I guess you can kind of throw Brandon's stats out the window when you lose the best defenseman in the league, a top world junior invitee in one of their other players. It changes your team, just like it did with us with losing Chalowski. It completely transforms your team when you take guys that are that caliber out of your lineup. And that's what this league is. I mean, that's how good these players are. One guy can, that high end of talent can make a big difference on a young or average hockey team, and they recognize that here. I went through the 3 years where these guys were dominant out here, and they're coming down from that, and that's they're looking at rebuilding. They were smart to, even though they're in a playoff spot, they were smart to get rid of a couple guys and start to that little bit of rebuild that they have to go through here. But it was good on our guys. They competed, and again, this is a team that we matched up better with age-wise and size-wise and whatnot, and it took us a bit to get going tonight. I liked for the most part with the way we competed.
About 50 good minutes of hockey outside of that first half of the first, I'd say.
Yeah, I thought we dominated the play, and mm-hmm. I'm glad we got the result in regulation, not taking it to the extra or anything, and
yeah,
like we did in Saskatoon,
tomorrow.
Right?
Yeah.
And going to tomorrow, but I thought early on it was face-offs that we weren't winning some face-offs early on. Didn't start with the puck, and then we eventually started getting harder and harder in those areas. And just the one thing though, we have to shoot the puck.
Overpassing a little bit.
Overpassing and just it's a young problem, and is what it is. And when you go back to minor hockey, when you're young. The only way you can score is get close to the net.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get older, your shot gets a little stronger. But here, our young guys still want to get one more move, one more pass. And, I mean, we had tons of opportunities tonight to shoot the puck in our youthful positions, you know, like Mazur, Leopard, Brownie, Kalina. These guys all had chances to shoot pucks tonight that we got to get them encouraging to fire pucks and get to the net. That's, I mean, truly, it's how you score goals. It's not a whole lot of fancy stuff. When you see it at the end of the night, even in the NHL, there's only a couple of fancy plays out of 10 hockey games mm-hmm. that are being played, right? The rest of them are good, hard, greasy goals around the net.
On your stick and off your stick, as they say, as quick as possible.
Yep.
A lot of pauses to break down. You see Isaiah DeLora kind of knuckling down in goal, making timely saves. We talk about perseverance. You know, despite trailing 1-0 and 2-1 after the first two periods, I never really felt like this team was being outplayed. You talked about it being arguably the better team for the entire second period, but half of that first period. What was said going into the third? Down a goal, playing well despite that, you know, could be a fragile group because of how the road trip goes, thinking, woe is me, but they didn't feel sorry for themselves. They pushed in the third and obviously were rewarded.
Well, the magic was leave them alone.
Yeah.
That was, okay. Yeah, that's the answer. Like, there's times where you go in and you say, you try to rev them up. Sometimes there's technical stuff you talk about. Here, these guys, they're starting to realize, like, they have to encourage each other. They have to start to bond and push each other. And there's some of that on the bench tonight. And some other things you could rally around. Like McPhee was real physical, guys like that.
Yeah.
Obi's fight tonight is another thing that guys rallied around. And that's the essence of creating this culture, is that it can't always be coach-driven. It's got to be player-driven. And you read it, you hear it. When the players start to take that onus, that's when you really start to turn the corner. And that was tonight that we left it to them in that third period to come out and answer. And they came out with emotion and physical play and found a way. And, yeah, it was a shorthanded goal, but you find ways, right?
You talk about, you know, guys leading, you know, leaving it to the room. Jared Bethune, a veteran, you know, needing more from your older guys at this leg of the trip. Again, tonight, I thought maybe his best game in a couple weeks tonight, how he was just out there making things happen. Though they didn't end up on the score sheet, Aaron Boyd and Josh Curtis working extremely hard, and Boyd looked like he had another gear tonight. He had a few nice moves as well in scoring areas. you talk about leaving it to the room. Brogan O'Brien does that fight. Jared Bethune comes out, scores a shorthanded goal, and you see a couple. It's nice to see those veterans. As we talked about last game, you need more from your veteran guys. They delivered tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, and sometimes you just got to bring a girlfriend into town. Boyd obviously wanted to show off for his girlfriend tonight. He was real good, and we haven't seen that level of urgency from Aaron in a little bit, where it was a constant. The engine was running tonight all night long. Jared, another. Like, when Jared has a puck, usually he's just fine. You know, like, he does stuff with the puck, hard with it. It's when he doesn't have the puck, and that's what he did tonight. He played much harder without the puck, got more involved in the forecheck. He was in better positions without it. And it showed. That line was a solid offensive contributor. And you talk about, well, he has to have the puck to be offensive. No, you have to be in the right places to continue your offense going on, turn pucks over, be in a good spot when those turnovers happen. And he did that tonight. And then Curdy, I think, has been probably our most consistent, best player, regardless of points. And that's the most disappointing thing about Josh Curtis is the lack of points, because he needs to be rewarded more for all the good things, the smarts he does out there, the plays he makes, the opportunities he gets. I just wish he'd be able to put that puck in the net more often, just for his own sake, because he deserves it. Because, again, he gets a little bit passed by at times, probably by fans or definitely by scouts. And no doubt about it, like, he's probably never going to play in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a guy that comes out and he is just an energizer bunny every night. He's hard on pucks. He skates well. He kills penalties. He gets his power play time. And maybe on a higher end team like last year we had, he didn't get that power play time. But he's a really smart, hard nosed, good teammate, good hockey player.
Steve O'Rourke, the associate coach, talking about 3-2 win. Won't want to go too long here, but a couple more points. Let's talk about Isaiah DeLora. Excellent last Saturday, despite a shootout loss. Named second star. You know, maybe was in the conversation tonight for a star if it wasn't for the likes of Kalina and Bethune and how they elevated. But again, 28 saves on 30 shots in the third. He stopped all 12. And just after he took the lead, there were some timely saves as well late in that game. And then he looked calm with the net empty by Brandon as well. You're seeing an evolution here from a guy who's a raw 17-year-old now to seeing a guy that's getting more and more confident in the last couple starts.
Yeah, for sure. And you sometimes it's overestimated when kids turn 16 or 17. They're just expected to play in the Western Hockey League. Well, he got his opportunity, but he was a long ways off at the start of the year, and it took a long time for him to get up to speed. And but the thing, again, we've talked about this not too long ago, probably in Saskatoon potentially, but it's been his work ethic, his attitude. It's been unbelievable. Like, again, just the little things, and guys rally around that, because here's a guy that's out there, he's packing the bus, even though he's not in the lineup. He's a guy packing the bus. Even when I guarantee tonight he'll win this hockey game, he'll be the guy loading the bus again, because it's just, that's his nature. And and as parents, you should be really pleased and happy with that kind of boy you've raised. But it also comes back to that, his work ethic. He's come here every day knowing that he's got limited chance in the first half of getting in, and we've thrown him in here and there. And it was, I wasn't in Edmonton early in the year. I know it was kind of a bouncy, scrambly.
Yeah.
He kind of held on for a shootout loss. Then the next game was a little less, and you just keep seeing the confidence growing tonight. You said it. You hit it on the head. He made the saves that were expected to be made. He holds on to rebounds. He doesn't give out a lot of extra chances and stuff. And, I mean, this kid's pushing his way into to getting more starts here. It's going to be a tough, I don't know who will feed to the Wolves for tomorrow night against the leading, Frazier's pointed out, Red Deer Rebels ahead of Moose Jaw Warriors. But, if they beat them, we're going to get an angry Moose Jaw Warriors team tomorrow. Hopefully they come back and win that. But they obviously looking at their opponent, and they're going to do the same with us. They're going to look at us and maybe look past us and not play as good as they can possibly play. But it's tough. Like, Moose Jaw is looking there. They're 40 plus goals ahead of second place in our league, you know, and that's not easy to do. I know Brandon did that a few years ago, where they completely outpaced teams with their scoring, and but Moose Jaw, they give up they give up lots of goals. You can look at their goalies. Their stats aren't very good. So you know they're giving up opportunities that are probably high quality because they're an offensive group. So we got to take advantage of that and just really manage the puck. We can't do the turnovers in the neutral zone. Even tonight, we had some tonight that we put them on other people's tape, like Swiftkurt and Regina. It's going to be in the back of your net. So tomorrow, it's a real big challenge to manage pucks. And again, compete against a guy who across from you might be 80 points ahead of you. You know, like, okay, like the Ethan Browns, Elijah Kalinas, they want to be high-end players in this league, just like watching Sam Steele the other night. Well, how do you match up? What's your intensity against Sam Steele, like that kid, or the Hallebawks kid? I saw him come in as a rookie, and his engine and his compete were so high, you know, and you could see he was small, and you're kind of like, what's this little water bug? And all of a sudden, he's making plays, and it didn't result in always points early on there when he came in, but you could see him making a difference in the game, and that's what, same as Elijah and Brown, and they gotta rise up and compete against these guys and see where they stand against the Burks, the Hallebawks, the Howdens. I mean, the list goes on of quality players that they have that we gotta really compete tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be a great challenge. A lot of confidence coming out of tonight on the road that can be carried over to tomorrow. But obviously, a tough schedule. Travel, get an early morning arrival in Moose Jaw. Then it's the Warriors tomorrow at 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Steve, congrats to you and the team on what was really hard-fought and well-deserved come-from-behind victory here in the building. Traditionally not easy to win in.
No, it's not.
And first win for the Cougars since 2007 here.
Not a surprise. It's a tough building to play in.